I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Above and beyond. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota for their final home game of the season. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Something curious at Bears headquarters today. The team says the reason tight end Deion Sims has been out of order the last 2 weeks due to illness, and that's it. Due to legal reasons, Bears head coach John Fox would not elaborate beyond that. You got to hear the full exchange. Bernstein and Goff will have it momentarily. Still no Danny Trevathan in practice, while Kyle Long was able to go without restriction. Baseball Most Valuable Player Awards hit within the next 20 minutes or so. The Cubs lose Jason Parks from the organization as he was named Arizona's Director of Pro Scouting. The White Sox acquired relief pitcher Thiago Vieira from Seattle today for international slot money, considered one of the Mariners' top 10 prospects, and he could reach 100 on the gun. NBA, the Bulls host Charlotte tomorrow, while in hockey, the Blackhawks lay low until Saturday when they are at Pittsburgh. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And come out to Anthony's in Joliet from 7 to 10 p.m. for a Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lawrence Holmes. Enjoy the broadcasts and Miller Lite specials. Enter to win Bears tickets and watch a live TV interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs, or just former interview. 8 to 9:30 p.m. brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
3 of 9 on third down. Need 7 here at the 27. Trubisky going to throw, rolling right. Throws, pops it for Deion Sims in the end zone. Hangs on for the touchdown. Touchdown! Touchdown Bears!
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, also on watch670thescore.com. Dan, what have we been talking about today before we get to this hot Big Z audio? We talked a little bit about how the Bulls don't play in the NBA anymore. Mosquitoes in transition.
And the great story about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and, and little Sid Catlett.
You almost made me tear up.
Well, it's a really cool emotional story. It just so happened that a DeMatha grad who knew about it told me about it, and then the guy dies, and then it becomes the story. It's really an amazing coincidence.
Shohei Ohtani, how the Sox were indirectly involved with Seattle, and of course getting that bonus pool money, and Seattle is on the list of teams that Ohtani may play for. He is the Japanese sensation that wants to both pitch and hit. Although Dan doesn't think that will happen. And Jake Arrieta, we talked to him and we asked him about it months ago, and he says that's hard to do. He doesn't think that's going to happen. So we talked about that a little bit. Talked about the most armed man in America.
He's a big squirrel with a lot of nuts in his trees.
Mm-hmm.
That was Scott Boras talking about Jake Arrieta. Yes.
Boras.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I hear people say Boros. So I want to make sure that everybody knows.
Next time you hear that, thrash them.
No, I can't run around thrashing
people. I will
people.
Be forced to thrash you.
If you do not. Who the is this? Man, yeah. Sam Jackson. Shout out to Sam Jackson's little cameo in Coming to America.
Did you see what Wiener Circle did for Halloween?
Mm-mm.
They turned themselves into McDowell's.
Oh, yeah?
That's owners, cool. at for no reason.
With the signage and everything?
The whole thing. The uniforms, the signage. Everything. They even had like the little mop bucket in there just to do it.
That's awesome.
The new owners of Wiener Circle decided they were going to dress their place in a Halloween
costume.
See, places
like that, you should like do business with them just because of that kind of effort. And then, I've never had Wiener Circle before.
Oh, you never met Poochie?
Is that the lady who screams at you?
That's one of them.
Okay, yeah, no. I have.
You've never gotten the full treatment?
No, dude, no.
Okay.
I don't go to places to get yelled at. That's my life as it is.
Or just go to watch.
I went to Dick's Last Resort not knowing what they do to you.
What do they do?
Oh, dude. Unless I was just treated poorly. Maybe I'm fine.
I'd go on Yelp if I were you.
Right. Maybe I'm fine. I went to Dick's Last Resort in Dallas, Texas, and they kind of berate you, and they make you wear a hat, and they write things on it, and like foul things. And
really?
Yeah.
Didn't Ranji used to work there?
Right down the street, right? Yeah. I think that's what they do. Unless I was just...
Unless that happens to you everywhere.
Right, it was like I was just a part of some weird experiment.
Yeah, we were at Leno Mod and the same thing happened.
Hey, man, Steak 48. For some reason, they just throw wine in your face and set your clothes on fire.
We were at Thomas Keller's French Laundry in Napa. They kept writing weird things.
I think that's what they do at Dick's Last Resort. But that's not why you called. I'm thinking like real deal. This is how like when I ask a question, I start to question if like did I say the wrong thing? I'm trying to think now.
Yeah, the only other place that there was in I don't know if they still do it, but in Chapel Hill there was a terrific fried chicken joint, fried chicken and like breakfast biscuits, all kinds of different biscuits called Time Out. And if they thought you were from Duke. They would, and there's this old guy there named Billy. So, you know, rest his soul. But Billy, man, I ain't giving you no food. You smell like a dookie. And he'd give you the look back of the line. And eventually, of course, they relent, but he'd slide you to the back. Nah, you're also a dookie. No chicken for you. And he'd play all those games with
you. But you'd get your food in the end.
Sure, of course you would. Right. But you wanted the money more than anything else. See, our money was still green.
Some people ain't about that life. I come here for the food, and I want my food.
Well, so, you know, it's fun. We go there. What was the name of the, was it Pepper's Pizza? Great New York-style pizza in Chapel Hill? Okay. We were just talking about that the other day. Okay, today, John Fox was asked a series of pointed questions by the Tribune's Brad Biggs about a certain player who has been noticeably absent. It went like this.
Did Deion exercise today?
I think he was tired today, was what I heard. It's okay. You're dealing with an illness, you know, in some way, shape, or form. There's laws against that, and there's laws about it. I think illness covers it. I mean, I'm not being evasive, but I kind of am. Yeah. Why would you? And for a right reason.
If he was that ill, why would you let him back in the building?
They're not worried about that part right now. I'm not the doctor here. All right. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could be, but I don't know. They won't let me do that. Practice. I'll get in trouble. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently so.
All right. So
Deion Sims has an illness.
Shout out to Brad Biggs and whoever else. It sounded like Rich Campbell. But shout out to whoever the other guy was too, because after the laughing, they were like, hey, no, let's get back on this. Why would you have him in the building if he has an illness? And well, we first want to say we hope Deion's okay, but this is for what, 2 weeks now? Zach said he hasn't practiced and he missed his last game. It seemed like a late inactive. I didn't think throughout the weekend we were thinking about Deion Sims and he misses the Packers game as a late scratch. If he's that sick and he's still in the building, I understand HIPAA laws come into play here, but what's going on here? Because you would hate to think it was something else, you know, something more serious. So, and you also can tell that there comes a point in the interaction with a coach and the media members where, oh yeah, we know you're about to get fired. Mm-hmm. So you can tell when the sharks start to get that little drop of blood a mile away, like, something's in the water here, because the reverence and the respect with which John Fox was handled maybe a year ago, not happening anymore. And, you know, he's locked that place down like he's a, you know, this is the Patriots or something. So yeah, they know what's going on. They know what's going on. I hope Deion Sims is okay, because you know, the first thing when I think of a player being pronounced ill or something going on with him and people don't want to talk about it, Brian Bickle. I remember for a couple of years, Brian Bickle was talking about being dizzy, and then people talk about vertigo, and he didn't want to go into the slot anymore because he was losing his orientation. And then all of a sudden, we find out that Brian Bickle had MS.
The other possibility is mononucleosis, which isn't even really treated anymore. They just sort of let it run its course. And one of the reasons why that could be reasonable speculation is because when you have mono, even if you're otherwise asymptomatic, even if you feel okay, and you could be tired, there's an enlargement of the spleen. And contact sports are no-go until the spleen it reduces in size, because then there's real danger of rupturing the spleen, losing the spleen. So even if it's just a mild case of mononucleosis, that would explain the time frame.
3 weeks, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't mono the kissing disease? Isn't that what they call it in high school?
Yes.
You know, we used to, oh, you got mono, you must be kissing them dirty girls. But 3 weeks?
Can be.
Really? I thought it was like a 5 to 10 day kind of vibe.
No, it's longer than that. It can't. And they don't mess around with contact sports and the spleen.
Right.
I remember that specifically from when friends got it. You just got to be super careful with that. And I can only imagine NFL football, that what would be considered contact, a normal contact for a normal person. You start talking about those kind of impacts and the dangers involved. That would, and we don't know.
We hope he's okay.
But it's weird that Fox would go so far as to offer that it's an illness,
and then
walk it back.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. We can't talk about it. Don't say anything.
Usually, just say I can't talk about it right now.
Because he
mentioned his fatigue, which everybody jumped on. My ears, you know, were like, oh, okay, fatigue. Why is he so tired? At this point in the NFL season, he's a veteran. He knows how to take care of his body. Which franchise was it that had the issue with staph infections? Or MRSA?
Cleveland.
It was Cleveland, yes. And they had it like in two separate batches. They had it with like 3 years apart, I believe. They had one where Kellen Winslow Jr. caught it. And then
the center
caught it, I believe. The center, oh my goodness. LaCharles Bentley, I think, was the guy who got it from another player, because staph infections and MRSA were running rampant.
Yeah, MRSA is it's methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Okay.
And that's
they went
that
cleaning
is,
out their showers. They had like hazmat suits.
No joke.
I'm not familiar. Not familiar.
MRSA will kill you. And that is not to be messed around with. I mean, that is scary, scary, scary stuff.
Excuse me, I didn't realize you had a degree in medicine.
That was Cleveland. You remember
they had to come through with the hazmat suits on and clean the entire facility.
They were
right?
talking about lawsuits and I mean some of the dangers where players saying, "Wait, was I in that tub or was I on that training?
Am
table?
I not on the team because you know I couldn't have my regular workout regimen?" Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I mean, Tampa had it too. Good point. Texter's pointing out. Was it the Tampa? It was a kicker or a punter that also got it in Tampa.
Well, Kellen Winslow was in both stops, I believe. Kellen Winslow Jr. Wasn't he in Tampa and Cleveland? I'm not saying that he's like the outbreak, you know, pet.
Patient zero. Yeah,
I'm not calling him Vin Diesel or anything.
Yeah, it was Lawrence Tynes, and he sued the Buccaneers
Lawrence
also.
Lawrence Tynes, yeah. Yes.
Wow. Well, who'd have thought we'd have a Lawrence Tynes mentioned today on the show? This from the 815. I had mono and it lasted for 3 months. I started listening to you guys. I'm sorry, this is the 847. I'm sorry for putting 815 on you. I started listening to you guys because I had mono for 3 months in the beginning of the year. I couldn't do bleep without being exhausted. 3 months? So what's the disease that everybody used to like joke around about in high school? It can't be the same mono.
No, it was mono because when I was a senior, I got mono. And kissing I was out of dirty, work for a month.
Kissing them dirty girls.
Yep, there it is. Heard a lot of that going on, but I don't know.
No, you could drink
never
from
say
the
what
wrong,
caused it.
You could drink from a cup. You could use somebody's toothbrush.
We were just being immature back in the day, though. A month?
Yeah, your glands get all enlarged in your neck, and it's you're really uncomfortable. And like I said, I was working at the time, and they wouldn't let me go back for a month. So I can imagine NFL locker room. They don't get out of there.
Yeah, I bet you in an NFL locker room, you'd be known as Jerry Glanville. All right. I mean, you know, shoot a shoot.
Clang. This segment is brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Is that part of the read? The you deserve it part?
Lonzo Goff.
Oh, come on. You serious? I don't even take that many shots.
Well, maybe you should shoot more.
I shouldn't.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was Jerry Glanville. He said Glanz.
Nobody knows who Jerry Glanville is.
Come on, Dan. He's not Ric Flair.
I mean, I know who he is, but do you think most people know who he is? You know how long it's been since he's been on a television?
You're not going to play me like that.
It's
not
like
that
15
old.
Years.
I'm not that old.
You see, remember it was funny because he was leaving tickets for Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jerry had some, I think Jerry had some political thoughts as of late, too. Exactly what
Recently?
You think Jerry would. Well, he's dead, isn't he? Is Jerry Glanville
I don't think
dead?
He's dead?
Why am I calling him Jerry Glanville, by the way?
And why are you killing him?
Is Jerry Glanville dead?
No. I don't think
he's
so.
He's 76 years old. He's still
not going to get a whole hell of a lot better. Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
Don't kill old Jerry. What did he do to you?
The 815 coming through for me finally. Absolutely a perfect dad joke. You damn right it was. Thank you. He said gland. You what am I? Come on. I'm supposed to stifle that until I get in the car? Like some fart? No. I want to fart on the air.
Dude, this is a hardcore text here for the 815. I had MRSA. I got it from working in a prison. I spent 2 weeks in the hospital and almost lost my arm.
Well, should be smuggling cigarettes where you were smuggling them. Damn. Almost lost his arm?
Working in a prison?
I'm sorry, dude. I mean, what do you say to that?
I don't know.
Let's try to be happy in a couple of minutes here.
He's living a different life.
Dude. Sorry, man. I'm glad you're listening to us. Well, at least we know he can't change the station.
Like, he almost lost his arm.
Oh, I thought he did.
And he would still have another arm.
He got to drive with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got voice control.
He doesn't have voice control on his
station.
815, come on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
He doesn't even have
a car.
No, not at all. They're all on the bus. With Fred Van Vliet.
Scoring.
Stop it. We're not about to have this conversation.
Fred Van Vliet is in the league.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff, and our sound man is Jerry Glanville. And yes, I will own it.
What color are the one-armed man's eyes?
You're listening to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
They'd be better, but I don't think they'd be good. Like, I don't think that there's a coach alive or dead that could have this Bears offense being good with the personnel that it had.
But it's competent and better. It would entirely be possible to me.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute. In exactly 2 weeks, golf will find itself on seat's edge as the world's most famous golfer, Tiger Woods, makes his return at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. Golf isn't usually a sport of physical attrition, but persistent knee and back issues have shelved the generational icon and stolen Woods' once dominant persona. Despite that and the other issues that have surrounded him, the sports sphere is rooting for his comeback. It's improbable that Tiger will ever match Jack Nicklaus's PGA record 18 major tournament victories. However, if he stays healthy and refines his form, another milestone is within shouting distance. That is the PGA record for tour wins. Woods currently has 79, six more than Jack, and only three behind leader Sam Snead. I watch sports to see greatness. Next month, I hope Tiger Woods starts back on his path toward being great again. I'm Tiki Barber.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus? When equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
If you're in need of a mortgage this holiday season, then you need to call the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg for your next mortgage. Team Hochberg proudly supports Cal's Angels, a 501c3 pediatric cancer foundation established by Tom and Stacy Sutter after losing their son Cal to leukemia. Cal's Angels grants wishes, raises awareness, and funds pediatric cancer research. Cal's Angels 12 Days of Christmas helps families with children fighting cancer by providing gifts for each child in the family and gift cards for the family's holiday dinner. This Saturday, from 10 a.m. until noon, David and Cal's Angels are holding a toy drive at Harp and Fiddle in Park Ridge. If you donate a $25 Jewel or Visa gift card, you will receive two barbecue brisket platters, a $30 value while supplies last. To help families battling pediatric cancer, go to perldavid.com and click on the Cal's Angels logo to purchase a gift or make a cash donation. And if you're in need of a mortgage, call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99. Plus 50% off signs and banners? Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit one. Get 50% off coupon in store or visit officedepot.com/save.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda in Highland Park. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Muller Honda in Highland Park, part of the Muller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate. Yes. So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Stanton now with a runner at first.
Stanton drives it. Center field deep. Back goes Caesar. Gone! 50! Vaporized to center. Miami takes the lead.
That is your NL MVP, ladies and gentlemen.
And not by much.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Look at the voting breakdown. Stanton got 10 first place votes, 10 second place votes, and 5 third place votes for a total of 302 points. Joey Votto of Cincinnati, also 10 first place votes, but 9 second place and 4 third place for a total of 300. That is the closest that I can remember.
It's the fourth closest in history.
Paul Goldschmidt was third. Nolan Arenado fourth. Charlie Blackman fifth. Anthony Rendon sixth. Chris Bryant got 1 first place vote and 1 third place vote. And he had a total of 132 points.
I thought Joey Votto was going to win it this year. Even though Giancarlo hit all those home runs. I thought it would be Joey Votto's year.
Yeah, he had a hell of a year.
Dude, he's never sure out.
Yep, he's that guy. And he's fun, too.
Yeah.
In his own way.
Yeah, he made fun of the dudes who were sitting behind the plate, you know, chiding him. And he goes, you know, he mentions fat shames one of them and calls the other one a loser and had a little fun with both of them.
Who thought Chris Bryant was the best player in the National League?
Well,
I would love to know.
Maybe we can. I don't know. Is that who it is?
Mike Tenet? Bauman?
Mike Bauman?
Thought Chris Bryant was the NL MVP?
He had a high war. Not enough RBIs.
Too many strikeouts.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The AL, the better league, will be announced pretty soon here. And
Altuve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jose Altuve?
Brian Kinney, I guess. Herbie was telling me about it during the commercial break. Brian Kinney made a great point that it should be Mike Trout again, even with the games missed, how productive he was in the games that he played.
Did you see that every year he's played, he's like led the league in at least two categories of something?
He's amazing.
Yeah. He's Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle is...
Could he be better?
Yes, he could be better.
Yeah.
Certainly less drunk.
Well.
And healthier.
Oh.
Yeah, you can make that Mike Trout. I've seen it written before. I think Fangraph's guys have done it. Maybe Sheehan has done it,
he's
too.
He's one of the 10 greatest baseball players of all time.
Just about how many years he's been screwed over. It's sort of like LeBron and the MVP.
That's the name that Herbie brought up.
In the NBA. It's like, okay, who's the best player in the league? LeBron.
The fact that LeBron never won a Defensive Player of the Year award is hilarious to me, too. Guy can guard four positions and not so much anymore.
It was funny to him, too.
Yes.
He even said something. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
What more do you want me to do defensively?
Well,
although in the regular season he doesn't do as much as he does in the playoffs.
As of late, last couple of years, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, last few years with Jordan, where Malone and Barkley won them because the Jordan fatigue had set in with Riders. I'd never understand that. Like, Greg Popovich should have five or six Coach of the Year trophies. You know, Phil Jackson should have had five of them. You know, the guy is the guy. But oh, by the way, in the NBA this year, could you have a second-time Most Improved Player Award winner in Giannis? Giannis won Most Improved Player last year. And
if he takes a next step, could you make an academic argument,
right,
that he's also again...
There's never been one before, because obviously it's the You've Made It Now award.
That's a very cool question.
Right? Think about the jump. He's, 23 a game last year? This dude's scoring 31 points a game. And he's got the highest efficiency rating in the game.
What if he then wins it again?
Next year when he scores 45 a game. Okay. Nah, so Giancarlo Stanton, well, Mark Grody's got the news for you.
And Mike Grody.
And Mike Grody.
Scoreboard update.
Who the hell is he?
I'm sorry, Grody.
That's all right.
It's been a long day. I told the Jerry Glanville joke, and I'm all out of whack.
Jerry Glanville joke? I might have missed that.
Yeah, well,
you know, I wouldn't say you missed it.
See, what happened was, see, Tanny had said that he had mono as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And
we're talking about football locker rooms.
His glands swole up.
Right.
So I said, since you're in football, we're talking football, and your glands swole up.
Oh!
Wouldn't that mean you were Jerry Glanville?
Okay, I'm glad you got that out, because now I don't have to go back in the podcast and find it. Thank you. Good.
That was great.
Screw you guys. We're going home.
I am Mike Grody in the Northwestern football. Yeah, right? I've always wanted to be a Mike. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota for their final home game of the season. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. And yeah, baseball, as the guys were just discussing, Most Valuable Player Awards being unveiled at this hour, the National League. It is Giancarlo Stanton, who actually had the same amount of first-place votes as Joey Votto, but Stanton had more overall points, barely, 302 to 300, fourth closest vote ever for MVP. Paul Goldschmidt finished third. Standing by now for the American League MVP, down to Jose Altuve, Aaron Judge, and Cleveland's Jose Ramirez. NBA and the Bulls, no return in sight for Nikola Mirotic. Will not even make the upcoming West Coast trip. The Bears host Detroit on Sunday. Kyle Long was a full participant in practice today. No Danny Trevathan. Blackhawks at Pittsburgh on Saturday. They got to practice in their new practice facility right across from the UC today, as they are calling that the MB Center. And back in the NBA, winners. Boston Celtics have won 13 in a row and host the Golden State Warriors tonight, who are in the midst of a 7-game winning streak. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on all BMW certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. See dealer for details. Catch 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, We got NBA buckets. It's Kyrie.
Good stuff tonight.
It's Steph Curry. It's Draymond. It's Kevin Durant. It's Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum. This is the Celtics, who have won 13 in a row, against the Warriors, who have won 7 in a row. And then after that, you got James Harden, who's having a terrific season as well, against D-Book and the Phoenix Suns. I'll be NBA'd out tonight.
I will be NBA-ing and flipping with Titans Steelers, which is a Thursday night game that's actually between two teams with winning records.
There you go.
So it doesn't happen.
Got that going for you.
It doesn't happen all that often where you could actually justify having it on, even though it looks like they're running in pudding because they're half injured.
When was the last time you had pudding? You know what?
That's a great.
I was not a pudding fan. The texture of it, I've never agreed with. Like, especially that top layer.
The skin?
Oh my God! Thinking about it,
pudding is skin.
Awful. Oh yeah. God! Pudding. Pudding's for communists. Never like pudding ever. Chocolate pudding, so vanilla.
I'm just trying to get to the communist part where each provides pudding according to one's abilities and then receives pudding according to one's needs.
No less. Yes, exactly.
Like a pudding commune. Right. Where everything they do is sort of the agrarian.
People just try to trade stuff at lunch.
Of pudding.
I'll give you these chips for pudding.
Are you kidding? A snack pack?
Ass. I don't want to. No. I'm good.
That's better. Like, the fake pudding's better than the real pudding.
I'm good on pudding.
The Jell-O pudding with the barbiturates that make you fall asleep and take off your pants.
Oh, Bill Cosby. Right, yeah. You made me just think of something just now. There's just a snack pack. Yeah. You go to Atlanta and get a snack pack. It's a totally different thing than what you might think.
And
it's,
what would that be?
you go to Magic City and you say, hey, there's a snack pack getting ready to take place. And it is quite the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Not pudding, though. Not pudding.
They're like your chocolate shake over at Wiener Circle.
See?
Ah.
That's I don't know what the same thing, but, you know, kind of, you know, code word.
Yes, exactly. Yes. You know, the snack pack and the chocolate shake.
The best pudding used to be when KFC, when some of their stores would do the buffet. The one in Platteville.
Well, their parfaits I used to kill as a kid.
The KFC
what?
In Platteville.
The lemon parfait with the crunch?
They had a buffet, and I would get livers and gizzards. A huge pile of livers and gizzards.
That's terrible.
And then I would finish it off with some of the chocolate pudding.
And your stomach would be mad at you for hours.
I was young. I used to be able to
I made mistakes. I was young and dumb.
I used to be able to eat whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
And now...
Look at this. You're a communist. Pudding is life. I could go for some pudding skin singles. Oh, my God. Seriously, you're going to make me wretch on the... Oh, my God. Pudding skin. What about bread pudding? I don't consider that pudding.
What about black pudding?
Well,
blood sausage.
We can talk about this off the air if you want.
Well, no, but if you're talking about the British term pudding,
never
it's a sausage.
It.
Really? White pudding, black pudding?
No.
Yeah, it's a,
I don't
it's,
like to segregate my puddings.
It's stuffed in a casing. Yeah, black pudding is blood sausage.
It's like haggis?
No. It's not like haggis.
I've never had this food, so I
okay.
Don't.
Go over to the Globe Pub on
No. It sounds Park. Terrible.
It's a great breakfast food too. It's not terrible. It's awesome.
What?
Yes.
Something in a sausage casing that isn't sausage?
Well, it is a kind of sausage. It's made with blood, and white pudding is made with
I don't want to eat blood.
Fat and usually a little bit of some kind of flour.
I don't want peasant food in the morning.
Why not? When do you want it? You have certain hours where you can eat peasant food?
In the evening. In the evening. All of a sudden, I'm down Lockins. I'm going to eat it in the evening.
I don't eat no peasant food in the evening. I'll eat a turkey hole and honey hole. I may make sausage. Turkey and honey. What are you talking about?
Fellas, what are you guys watching tonight?
I got to get
since we're on pudding, is there a worse pudding than tapioca?
No.
I was going to say.
That is the most disgusting thing, and I'd rather lick a sweaty foot than eat that garbage.
Yeah, but you might
turn into Rex Ryan.
Do it anyway.
Dude, oh my God. Stop talking about pudding. Seriously, though.
Why are you so bothered by it?
Bad memories, man. Just terrible. It's a terrible way to end your lunch.
Do you have some repressed pudding memories
something
here?
Something happened to you? We like
no.
attacked by the pudding monster?
No, I didn't get attacked by a pudding monster. No. Just, as a child, I ate too much of a couple of things and drank too. I drank too much chocolate milk. That's why I can't touch it now. I drank a lot of chocolate milk. Now I detest it, whether it be cold or hot. I had chocolate milk every single morning. I cannot stomach it. And pudding, I just probably had enough of it where I was like, I'd never want this again.
Ooh, Yorkshire pudding. That's a great call of the pudding draft.
This is a midday show? What the hell are we doing here?
No, Yorkshire pudding, if really done correctly, when you make
These things aren't pudding, though.
You make a prime rib, you know, roast beef, a prime rib, and then in the drippings, in the fat that drips off the roasting beef, they whip in flour and salt, and it sort of puffs up into this,
it's like a bread,
like a beef tallow bread mixture that you then use again to soak up the juice of your roast beef. Oh yeah,
it's not pudding though.
It is a pudding. It's Yorkshire pudding. It's what it's called.
The name is pudding, but the consistency that is commonly known as pudding, it's not pudding.
In England, it's commonly known as that.
Not in England. It's Chicago. Damn it.
Yeah, that's not pudding.
Yeah, what the hell? Why are you screaming? You act like I'm the one that's an idiot right now.
And that looks disgusting, by the way.
No,
someone like threw an egg in a biscuit.
And why does that sound bad?
Sounds like a nice recipe.
Like a well cooked
biscuit. Yeah, eggs, flour, milk, and water served with beef and gravy. But sometimes they actually use the drippings from the beef to make it. It's so good. It puffs up in the pan.
Rather have tapioca.
No, you wouldn't. Trust me.
It's from the 630. Show me where the pudding touched you, Jason.
A lot of milk.
So, rubbed it on.
Get you a doll. Get you a golf doll and show you right where the pudding, you know, touched my naughty parts. No, I didn't have any bad. I just ate too much of it. Now I don't want it. It's terrible. It's terrible. Oh, yeah. By the way, don't look up snack pack at work. This person just did it from the 815. Some fry cook is getting ready to be laid off. Sorry about that, man.
Well, I typed it in, and it just Hunt's Snack Pack comes up.
No, well, all right, here, let me.
I need another keyword here. Like, Snack Pack Atlanta?
While we're Googling, I got here for the old segment here.
Yeah.
Involve snack packs and video.
Put Snack Pack teaser into your Google machine and see what comes
Google
up.
Google machine.
All right, sorry, Taylor.
Tonight, 9 o'clock, Comedy Central. Friars Club Roast Master General Jeff Ross roasts the border. He goes to a Texas border town of Brownsville roast residents, people who
he
are
lived there
in
for
favor.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, people who want the wall. He roasts and he interviews coyotes, actual coyotes, and also, you know, just talks to people on all sides of the topic, and just, you know, he tries to bring awareness and things like that of the,
people,
to the
good
immigration
people on both
topic.
Sides. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's tonight, 9 o'clock, Comedy Central. And for those of you who saw Jeff Ross roast the prison, I think that's what it was called, it was a good one, too. So, you know, he's doing something different with comedy and trying to bring, you know, some awareness to the viewers out there. So I appreciate Jeff Ross for that.
Yeah, no, Jeff Ross is the goods.
I didn't think he would travel and do stuff like that, but
it was a thing. I guess he had to have cartel protection down in this little town, and there's a lot going on there. So
is
I'm sure
you'll
see more. He didn't want. I listened to an interview with him, and he did not want to say which cartel. That's how serious it is.
I thank all the good folks at the cartel for helping me out. This segment has been brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. What are you smiling about?
We're watching the snack pack teaser.
Oh, okay. I'll join you in a moment. Who's coming up tonight?
I don't know.
A special treat between 6 and 7.
Who's Chef?
Snack pack.
Oh, snack pack machine.
Nick Shepkowski.
Yes.
Is going to build the bridge.
Bridge builder extraordinaire.
Oh, well, you know, you can build 1,000 of them, but, you know, he did that one thing. He won't be known as a bridge builder ever again. Nick Shepkowski, top of the hour, right here on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are now getting ready to face another division opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Know you're running crazy this time of year and you're trying to get everything done on your errands list, and one of those things is going to the post office. Maybe it's for holiday stuff, maybe it's as part of your side hustle or a business that you're involved in. You got to take it off your list, and you can do so easily with something called stamps.com. Use Stamps.com instead of taking the time to make the post office trip, because Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips, right to your desk. You will buy and print official U.S. postage for any package, any letter, any class of mail. You use your own computer and printer. You slap that label on there, and then the mailman comes and picks it up. It could not be easier, because it's like you open your own post office, but it's open 24/7, and it's your computer. They send you a digital scale, so you can automatically calculate exact postage, so there's no waste. And Stamps.com will help you decide the best class of mail every time. So print postage any day, anytime, always open. Stamps.com is a life hack. And right now, you can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. That's how you get that deal. Stamps.com. Enter Dan.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one, because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy worked for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
Five-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
A SWAT, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Nick Schepkowski is human trash.
No, he isn't. The person who said that is. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. No joking. What's up, Shep? How you doing today?
What's happening?
Turn your mic on.
T-
Turn my mic off!
Turn my mic off!
Uh-oh. Chef's throwing things around.
This segment's brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. And Transitions brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford.
In Highland, Indiana.
I talked to Dan McNeil.
Got shirt and tie ticket. You did talk to Dan McNeil this week. What are you going to talk about from 6 to 7 tonight?
Well, I'm curious about the MVP because I know it's being made about Votto, Stanton, closest one. I mean, I assume it's the closest one ever. Hell, it's 2 points different.
Well, there was a tie.
No, this is actually the fourth closest.
The fourth closest?
The fourth closest in history.
Like, besides ones that were ties, like, that you can't get a whole heck of a lot closer.
Yeah.
But there's a name that wasn't really mentioned that I'm curious why. And it's not Chris Bryant. He got his
one.
Well,
Charlie Blackman was on every ballot, apparently.
Charlie Blackman, yes, he's deserving of praise.
Lop off your meat right now.
I'm not going to necessarily lop off my meat.
Not to lop off your meat.
But to have a conversation about it, like, just because he isn't the biggest star or superstar name on his team, Anthony Rendon had a monster year for the
Best single game this year as well.
And it wasn't even like he was an afterthought on this thing.
Yeah. You know, Anthony Rendon and
he's garbage by the time the postseason came around. He had a bad 5 days. Wrong time to do that. But like he's just entirely forgotten about in this whole thing. You go back and look at his numbers and it is
I'm surprised the Joey Votto thing hasn't happened more often. I mean, especially with the deep, deep dives into
understanding
analytics.
Where his value is.
Yeah.
And just
I mean, for like 3 or 4 straight years, the guy hasn't been out.
He's not out.
He's not out. He's not. You will not go through a series where Joey Votto doesn't do a Joey Votto thing, where it's get
13 pitch at bat.
Right. Get 2 or 3 walks in a game. Like if you pay for a Cincinnati Reds series in any visiting town, you know you're going to see a crazy amount of pitches seen in a 1 at bat, or you're going to see a 2 or 3 walk game. And it has just been announced that Jose Altuve is the American League MVP.
Is he the smallest, most valuable player in any major sport ever? Because Dustin Pedroia is an inch taller, or 2 inches
he's
taller.
Rocket Richard.
Ooh, Rocket Richard.
He's 5'5", 5'6".
Or is the Pocket Rocket smaller? Was he any good, or did he just have a cool nickname? I honestly
They're
don't
both
know.
Great.
They're both great?
Yes.
Maurice like, Richard, I thought was a low guy.
Richard was.
Wait, how tall is Jose Altuve listed as? 5'5"?
That's a
5'6"?
5'6". That's a good pull on your part. Well, first of all, Maurice Richard was 5'10".
Okay, my bad.
So he's out.
Okay. Well, he's not that out. Small.
He's, no, that's what I'm saying. He's out.
The Rocket, and then the Pocket Rocket
the pocket
was what?
Rocket.
So, but Henri Richard.
Henri.
I got to look him up. Henri.
He's
going
to be like 5'8 or something.
5'7.
5'7.
There you go.
So who else would close. It be?
And Pedroia is not 5'5.
No, Pedroia is 5'8.
5'8, 5'9. Yeah,
I think
okay.
so.
And there's never been a little. A Tiny Archibald was 5'11.
Right? I was going to say, like, who's the point guards?
That's tiny relative to
right, the 7-foot human beings running around.
Who's the point guards that have won MVPs? Because that's what it'd have to be NBA-wise.
Yeah, but there's no teeny
guys. Yeah, there's no Earl Boykins or Spud Webb type.
Muggsy didn't Michael quite pull
right, exactly.
Calvin, did Calvin Murphy ever win one?
No.
No.
No, free throw titles, but no.
Right, no, he didn't.
Spud Webb won dunk contest.
Yeah, that's about being as close
as I think.
Football, hey.
Running back, Bears. Barry
was 5'7", right? Barry
he's
Sanders?
He's not 5'5",
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah. Smallest man to ever win MVP.
Smallest man to ever win MVP of a major sports
Little
league.
People, there's hope out there for you.
Not really.
Yes, there is. You should take this home today and tell little Jason Bernstein
there's
that, damn it, you two can be the AL MVP one day.
All he needed to see was pictures of Darren Pang, and I said, that is an actual NHL
little
goaltender.
Little man goalie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the picture, if you can find it, of Darren Pang and Ben Bishop wearing each other's pads is the funniest.
6'7" and 5'9".
I mean,
5'8".
It's like, and Panger wore relatively small leg pads anyway. So on Ben Bishop, awesome. They look like shin guards,
awesome.
Like soccer shin guards.
He's and wearing
then,
2 cups.
And then Pang is wearing Bishop's chesties and just swimming in them. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's if I wanted to search for hockey photos. Not happening tonight. Nick Szepkowski.
This is not the time to search for hockey photos.
He's got MVP talk for you for the next hour. Make sure you stay tuned. He is also the executive producer of the show.
As I remember Jungle Jim Rivera, whatever happened to Dave Nicholson? Boy, if we could ever straighten him out.
Our video coordinator.
Jungle Jim shed his mortal coil of late.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't know that?
A couple days ago.
Jerry Glanville still alive, right?
Yes. Okay. Jungle Jim Rivera, not so much.
Okay. Brian Gertz, our video coordinator.
Mike in Gray's Lake. Who's your question for? You're on Can't Do It.
Parkson. Parks.
Parkins. P-A-R-K-I-N-S. But thank you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Of the seven major hosts, Marlene Hanley, Spiegel and Parks, Parkson.
Parkins.
And Parks.
P-A-R-K-I-N-S.
It's rough out there. Get your name right, damn it. Tell him, Danny. And the Sultan of Sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Christopher Tannehill.
Hey, Elvis. Hey, Tupac. Dusty. Tupac. Obama. Hey, Ric Flair.
Those are Jared Goff audibles.
Or the seven greatest humans who have ever lived.
He's calling out his personal Mount Rushmore.
Right, that's exactly what he was doing. For Nick, who's coming up next for an hour, Dan Bernstein, Chris Tannehill, Brian Gertz,
and I'm Jason Goff. Zach Zabin and Pete Futek.
Yeah, what else? the Ric Flair laugh is so creepy. It like just, it screams. Yeah,
ignore those kids.
Yeah, just lube and shame. You know what I mean?
I saw them also at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Lube and shame. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Shep is coming up next. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Friday right here on 670 The Score.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
You.
I bet you're hungry because it's that time of day. You're headed home. You're thinking about dinner. Well, think about this. It's going to make you even hungrier. It is a special package from Omaha Steaks, and it's the perfect gift. It helps you avoid the malls, the lines, the crowds, and it's the perfect gift for yourself. It's only $49.99 for the family gift pack. You're going to go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code DANB in the search bar on the main page. It's going to redirect you immediately to the family gift pack when you do that correctly, and you're going to get 75% off. And you know Omaha Steaks is terrific. I've been enjoying Omaha Steaks almost my entire life because my family's from Omaha, and they know the owners of Omaha Steaks. Five generations of family ownership. The Simon family has owned Omaha Steaks, and they are still giving you wonderful meat. And this is a big box of meat. Just for you, for less than $50, here's what you get. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas free. Every bit of that, $49.99. Do it while this is going on. A 75% savings. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter Dan B in the search bar. It is the gift guaranteed to be.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh, maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my...